8:30, and Sarah O'Reilly is in the house. It's First Thursday again at the Lifestyle Center, and every First Thursday is a celebration at the studios where, well, it's a celebration of art, it's a celebration of fashion, food, music, generally speaking, a good time. And I think it's pretty much anchored by what goes on at the gallery. So welcome to you, Sarah.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
We're going to be chatting a little bit about the new exhibition.
Yes.
Called Immersion.
Immersion, yes.
I looked at the photograph, the poster, and I thought it's beautiful, but it looks like someone's drowning.
The power of perception.
Yeah. Go and immerse yourself in the deep blue of creative arts, and
exactly.
and become like baptism. Go and immerse
yes.
yourself and emerge anew, refreshed and
exactly.
revived.
Exactly.
So
we've gone from revival to immersion. So this new exhibition is... I mean, I would say this about every exhibition, but it's really beautiful and quite a shift from our last one in terms of the visuals. And an amazing array of artists from mostly local, and most of them are sort of quite well known in our area. You know, Lee Bissett, Kim Pereira, Jane Digby. But then we have also got some new first-time exhibitors, which is very exciting. And so artwork that you wouldn't have seen before, which is always what we hope to also achieve. And we've got artists from Tandazani and Lovu from Johannesburg has some incredible work here. And along with Kulile Ngobese, he's a young up-and-coming artist who's just deeply passionate and immersed in his work. And then Jane Wolfe, who many... sort of KZN in particular people might recognize the name. She was a very well-known wedding dress designer and has returned to her love of fine art.
Okay. Now, I think it's fair to say that the exhibition and the gallery, although presenting a beautiful space and a wonderful opportunity to immerse yourself in, it's also a commercial venture. People
yes.
want to, the artists need your support.
Exactly.
And every piece of art that you acquire, one hopes is going to be an investment piece that is going to increase in value. But more than that, it's something special, hopefully, if you've chosen wisely and you've found a talent that resonates with you,
yeah.
that you will enjoy. And that's much more precious than an investment.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I mean, obviously, there are benefits to investment art, and we have got a few artists who have exhibited and are exhibiting in some of the bigger name galleries, sort of Joburg, Cape Town, and that sort of thing.
It blows me away. I mean, I have a friend in the business
yes.
up in Johannesburg. His name's Mark Reed of the Everard Reed
yes.
Gallery
yes.
fame. And I used to be... fascinated by his, what I would term in the old days, total chutzpah at the way they used to price their work. I mean, it used to blow me away
yeah.
that they would have no qualms at putting a massive, massive price tag on a piece. And very often it was because it had such a huge price tag that people... bought it because,
exactly.
oh, it must be good.
It is. It's an amazing psychological trick, isn't it?
well, and then there it is. Because surely art is very subjective. And the artist has a subjective approach to what they are creating.
Yeah.
And then you as the, end user, but the one that buys ultimately that piece
yes.
might have a completely different... response to
yeah,
that work,
totally.
But it is your response, and if it resonates with you, and it resonates powerfully, you have to have it.
Yes,
you have to.
Yes,
and the beauty here at your gallery is that those prices are always very, I consider them to be very modest.
They really are, and I'm not saying that just because, it falls under me, but honestly, in comparison to Cape Town, Joburg, and I think that's why we have. Great support from
yeah. are people that are aware of what good art costs, yes, in those very, shall we call them, august galleries, yes, and rarefied spaces, understand that you're getting top quality work, mm, here at prices that are, well, I suppose it's fair to say, they are modest because we want to get people excited, yeah, about, it's not just for the very, very elite. This is art for people that appreciate finer 100%.
Things. And that's where we also try and meet everyone where they're at. But yeah, we really do have incredibly well-priced art. And we also have a lot of artists who are really passionate about their work moving and finding homes and being able to be in someone's home and influence them every day, or mm, bring them joy every day, or a smile or whatever. So, you know, they are keeping their prices quite modest so that they can see their work move, which is an incredible thing,
yeah,
because that is not a reflection on them, perhaps, you know, in the opposite sense of not being a well-established or anything like that.
I think
you
quite,
know?
Quite to the contrary. I think a good piece is a good piece.
And yeah,
if it is beautifully executed, and of course the framing is also very important.
Yeah.
You don't have to necessarily accept the frame that it comes in. You can,
yeah,
there's some excellent framers in the area.
Incredible ones,
that,
yeah,
add huge value, I think, in terms of the artistic, yeah, appeal to the piece, either enhancing it or... bottom line is, ultimately, when you have a piece of art that, when you look at it, moves you,
mm,
you can't really put a price to that. If,
yeah,
it moves you in a way that is intriguing, you know,
yeah,
how do you quantify? I mean, of course, you put a,
yeah,
but bottom line is, you can find extraordinary art at your studio, at
the studios,
and tonight is going to be an opportunity to see a brand new exhibition of that art.
Exactly, yeah. So we're really excited. We've got all of our usual amazing sort of providers there. You've got Tops bringing us some amazing wine tasting, as always, and Quiet Storm playing. So, yeah, bring your dancing shoes.
Really? Are people dancing now?
Oh, yeah.
No,
No, it's become quite the night out.
Really?
Yeah.
I must come and take some movies. People are funny when they've had a few bits of lemons and then
we have a lot of laughs. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, there it is. It's a great place to meet and mingle and mix and have fun and,
yes,
and get to see some extraordinary work. And generally enjoy First Thursday the Bolito way.
Yes.
And Sarah O'Reilly will be there. She curates those artworks at the gallery. And I'm sure if you want to find out more, you can speak to Sarah and her team. They'll be delighted to take you through.
Most definitely.
Thanks for joining me. We'll catch up in a month's time.
They
fly so quickly,
me.
Eh?
Oh, they fly by.
Can you believe it's nearly Christmas? Oh, my word. No, no, not that thing. Not that thing. This will be up as a podcast, folks, so you can re-listen to it on demand.